Hey there. Welcome to the No Sugar Added podcast, where three friends keep it real and don't sugarcoat what's wrong with today's relationships and dating scene with your host, Dan, J-Fabs, and Jean-Claude.
Welcome back, everyone, to another No Sugar podcast episode. I'm back with our esteemed colleagues.
It's No Sugar Added. Fucking
wait, what did I say?
No Sugar podcast.
No sugar? No, are you sure?
His face was like, was there a word missing in that?
You're still added.
Fuck it, we're keeping it.
All right. So.
It's been a while, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Bear with us.
Yeah, it's been not too far long. I'm back with, again, Jean-Claude.
What's up?
Dan the Terminator.
Thank you.
No longer reply to anything.
I'm just gonna send the fucking Terminator gift. That's it.
Dun-dun-dun.
No, now fucking work. Just one of my colleagues from a different airport finally figured out how to pronounce my last name, Joffrey. And now he calls me Boy King from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
No, of course not.
Good TV.
So many things to catch up on, right?
Facts.
All right, well, today's a No Sugar Added podcast episode is about love languages, understanding, and speaking the language of your partner. Interesting topic, huh?
Oh, yeah. What website are you getting that from?
I got my good old friend here, Mr. ChatGPT, to assist me with my selection of topics and bulletins and stuff like that we can hit today. So,
hope they sponsor this podcast.
I mean, that'd be nice. But to continue on, the five love languages on how to express heartfelt commitment to your mate. Let's jump into it. Well, let me provide some context
to
let me provide some context on what are the five love languages that I'll be discussing, bringing up on this podcast episode, and what is their proper definitions by, according to Dr. Chapman's love languages here. So, number one, words of affirmation. This love language involves expressing love and affection through spoken or written words. People with this love language value compliments, verbal expressions of love, and positive affirmations. They feel loved when they hear kind and encouraging words. All right. Second one, acts of service. This for individuals with this love language across speak. Oh, sorry. For individuals with this love language, actions speak louder than words. They feel loved when their partner does things for them, such as cooking a meal, doing chores, or helping with tasks. These actions demonstrate care and thoughtfulness. Third love language.
I'm gonna start right there. Oh. My love language is to eat. I don't care who's cooking for me. I just like to eat.
All right.
To eat. Okay.
Taking notes.
No one has to cook for me. I cook my own damn meals.
All right. Number three, receiving gifts. People with this love language appreciate receiving thoughtful gifts as a symbol of love and affection. These gifts don't have to be expensive. They should reflect thought and consideration. The act of giving and receiving gifts is what matters. On to number four, quality time. Quality time is about giving someone your undivided attention. Individuals with this love language feel loved when they have meaningful conversations, spend quality time together, or engage in actions that foster connection. It's not just about being physically present, but being emotionally present as well. And on to our fifth love language.
Hopefully last.
Yes. I didn't. Jean-Claude was just saying earlier, apparently there's different sorts of kinds.
There's many different. I think there's five main, and then it branches out into many others.
Oh shit!
But I think you can find the root. I think the root of all these other different ones go back to these five.
Can be connected to the five. Okay, so with our final love language here is physical touch. Physical touch is a love language that involves physical affection, such as hugging, kissing, holding hands, or cuddling. For people with this love language, physical contact is a powerful way to feel loved and connected. So, guys, tell me, do you guys know what your love language is, or do you, like, have any...
That book will put me to sleep, bro. For me, I think it's physical touch.
Yeah?
That with some food.
Is it like an eater?
And some wine.
How about you, Jean-Claude?
I'm going to give a controversial point. I don't think love languages are real, to be honest. I don't think they're real. I think people just like these certain things, and someone decided to put... give them a name to sell books. But, I mean, if we're going down this road, route or whatever you want to call it, I would say mine is just food. I just like to eat. Let me eat with someone. That's it. I enjoy that time.
So it kind of sounds like...
Acts of service. You like cooking.
No. Like I said,
he wants to eat it. He doesn't
Oh, you enjoy eating.
I just enjoy eating.
But you don't want to receive it as a gift.
No, because I can cook my own meals. I prefer to cook for people, for friends, for family, for loved ones. I prefer to do the cooking. I don't need anyone to cook for
me. You find enjoyment in cooking for others?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're in need of connection, physically and emotionally. And we got you. Okay?
Right, we got you, buddy.
And we know he likes cooking because we just dropped that YouTube video of him cooking.
There you go.
Yeah, I just like to cook for people, but I wouldn't consider that a love language. I just like to cook. You know, like if I can cook for my cat. I forgot I don't have a cat. For one of my cats that I used to have, I would, but cats don't eat my fucking food.
That's dark. Are you saying that your cats don't like your food?
No. Remember when I was younger? Hold on, quick story. When I was younger and I was like really, really, like I wanted to be a chef. Like it was my only dream before my mom killed it. I tried to cook a fancy tuna dish for my cat. Yo, my cat just looked at it and just walked away. He went to the smelly cat food instead. And I just like, I was shook. I was like, bitch, it took 2 hours to make.
2 hours to cook cat food?
No, it was like a nice tuna steak.
Okay.
And the stuff that I did, the marinade and the accoutrements that went along with it. But yeah, he didn't like it. R.I.P. to darkness, though. He's a real one.
But weren't your cats like hoodlums? Then they live outside on the streets and fucking do whatever they want out there.
They're inside outside cats.
Yeah, so they were probably.
Yeah, I know they're probably used to the junk food.
To the street, you know.
Yeah, they don't want that fancy shit. But I don't know. The love language thing is weird.
You think it's a hoax?
I wouldn't say it's a hoax. I'll say, you know, people like the things that they like, but I think sometime in the past 10, 15 years, someone wanted to sell a book and they decided to group these things together and then, like, these will be called words of affirmation. That is now a love language.
Well, I mean, what would you say to somebody who's always... like an example, someone who always like craves that kind of connection with somebody, or maybe like that physical touch, like a hug or something like that.
Yeah,
so that wouldn't count as like a certain kind of like a love language.
A nice warm hug.
Because,
you know?
I mean, technically, it doesn't have to be intimate with another person.
I'm not saying that those things aren't real. I'm just saying that someone decided to group all these together and categorize them to five things and say that they're love languages.
So you're against, like, you think it's commercialized. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think that the usage of that phrase, love languages, is commercialized.
So you're just against the phrase and the usage of the word. You're not
I'm against putting them into groups.
But you do believe that they are...
They're real, yeah. People real like thing. Physical okay. touch.
So you're just against the commercialization of the name and the affirmation, the word,
yeah.
It being pushed out like a...
Because I've looked into this topic before as a topic, and as I went down the rabbit hole, I came to find out that the word love language didn't really get popular until 2012. That's when all these
movies, or do you feel it's...
No, books. It started more with books. These like self-help books started coming out with the word and the phrase love language started being used tremendously around 2012. All these books were coming out with all these like therapists like, oh, we found out that these are the top love languages, and now we're going to put them into categories, and we're going to sell books on these. Mm-hmm. You know, to try to like make people better understand themselves, I guess. Essentially they were self-help books. I think it became commercialized and now it's being used outside of the commercial scheme, and people are using it to define themselves, but...
It's a very common thing now, though. Like, even in dating apps, you'll see that person and say, what do you think your love language is?
Yeah, but I'm not saying that it's not real. People like having their hands held. People like compliments. People like... What are the other ones?
Quality time, receiving gifts.
Yeah. I just don't think that there needs to be a verbiage connected to it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just me. But, I don't know if I have a love language. I think mine is legitimately just eating. Like, just food. Like, you know, okay, how about quality time? let me eat a meal with you. There you go.
I mean, eating with someone, sharing your time with someone is,
yeah,
you know, giving someone your undivided attention. I mean, that's
okay. There you go. Yeah,
an important thing. I mean, obviously, there's different phrases you can phrase it, right?
You guys just helped me discover my love language.
There you go.
It's quality time.
Quality time. Hey, I love family time. I love quality time as well. I mean, those are all different things that I know personally for myself, or even physical touch. I've been told that I'm a physical touch. That's one of my love languages, or what I've been told.
I would have never thought of that.
Really? Well, I don't want to fucking touch you guys.
Oh my God.
I'll touch you all I want.
Well, I mean, obviously, I think there's different love languages with your friends compared to, like, your significant other, compared to your, you know, your family members at home, or how you spend time, or how you show affection in different ways, or how you want to receive affection as well, are all different in different aspects of your life with different people, right? I mean, I know, like, words of affirmation, like, when someone compliments you when you're doing something good, you know, encouraging words that you know you're doing something good, or like, hey, I appreciate what you did. You know, somebody, you ate the food, maybe mm-hmm. your partner did the cooking, and then you just like, hey, food was great.
Yeah.
You know, those sorts
That's
of like
a simple compliment.
Yeah, words of, I mean, but they're, you know, they're he just doesn't like the phrasing of the words of affirmation, right?
I don't like them being categorized.
Okay.
That's it.
When someone compliments what you've done, right? Like, hey, I appreciate what you did there.
Thank
like,
you for the compliment.
Yeah. Like, but it's
I'm not gonna be like, thank you for the words of affirmation.
But it's gratifying, right? It's gratifying to hear like, hey, I appreciate what you said there. Like,
I needed that today.
Yeah. Like, hey, thanks so much, buddy. Thanks for those bagels earlier, you know? I really appreciated you going to the store and bringing those over.
It's because I owed you guys. That wasn't a love language.
Why is that?
Why is that?
It wasn't debt.
Confusing love languages for debt over here.
Well.
We gave you the benefit of doubt there. You should have just took it, you know?
Yeah.
Claudio did a nice thing for us.
Yeah.
But now it's too late.
It sounds like toxicity to me.
Yeah.
It's a debt.
Yeah. Give me a little. Wet my beak.
What? Fucking hate you, bro. Like, I hate that. Some of the shit you say, onions, wet in the beak.
Killing the layers.
That onion one's a very popular one. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard that one.
I've never heard it until you brought it
up. I've heard it.
Really? You gotta peel the layers of the onion. Because you don't. You just
then it makes you cry.
Layer by layer. You gotta, you know? All right.
Okay.
Well, how do you guys feel about words of affirmation? Do you like when someone provides you compliments or just expresses their way of like gratifying, like, you know, you've done, if you're with your significant other or you're on a date, just hearing someone compliment you like, hey, I appreciate what you did there, like, what, because if they don't say anything, right, if you go through the action of doing something for someone and you don't receive that, you're not going to tell me you're not going to feel some sort of way.
Not really.
I'll be
or
blunt.
Does it depend on what it is?
I'll be blunt. I can care less.
I don't really need like any kind of,
I don't even know how to handle compliments. I'm dead ass.
Trauma, huh?
I don't. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think, like, certain things, like, I just don't know how to express emotions in some ways. Like, an example, for Christmas, right? Like, my mom gives me a gift, and I really like it on the inside, but yeah. I just don't know how to express it on the outside. I'm like, oh, thanks. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like that. But I do get the same way when people say certain words to me.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, perfect example. My boss, I hate when he says it because I'm just like, bro, shut the fuck up. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I go a little bit over the top and I do more than my job is required of me only because I love my job. And then he'll be like, oh.
Claudio, you finally did something.
Okay.
He'll be like, thanks, Claudio. I appreciate you. I'm just, in my mind, I'm like, I'm just doing my job.
I'm the same way, though. When it comes to
don't
my guys,
me for
something
I'm just doing.
I always compliment my guys just because I feel like sometimes it needs to be heard by the boss. You know, it's like, oh, I really appreciate that you're actually doing a great job and you're going above and beyond for us. Like, I appreciate that. Like, sometimes people need to hear it. Some people might not need to hear it.
And you're right. You're right.
I always say that.
Or is it also sometimes it's better to say than not say, right? So I think in a situation as being a leader, I think it's a good thing to do, no?
I think it's important for them to hear. Yeah. Especially, you know, the people, you know, that work for me.
Better to say than not say.
And it's just show that you appreciate them. And I think everyone needs to know
also
that.
Also makes them more harder for you the next time you need maybe an extra task to be done, or like, hey, listen, I know you're leaving at 4, but it's 3:55. Like, you mind just see if you could do this real quick for me?
Mm-hmm. That's a douche thing to do, bro. You're gonna ask them to work a minute before they fucking go home.
but you're busy. Your schedule's busy. You're tied up with stuff.
I don't know how to handle compliments. Even people compliment me at the gym for helping them or doing something, like inspiring them to work out even more. I just like.
He's mute.
Sometimes like, I don't know how to handle compliments or words of affirmation sometimes. So, yeah, that's a little weird.
All right, well, let's. What can we talk about it in a context of a relationship and like, you know, giving words of affirmation to your significant other? Like, how much? I wish we had another female guest on here to probably give their perspective.
We don't
of
even
it.
Have one female guest. You say another?
Yeah, we had Joanna. Yeah,
no, I mean currently, right now.
Oh, right now.
Yeah,
ghost.
Damn, bro, hi, Brittany.
I would be interested in hearing their perspective, because I know I've heard, you know, from my siblings who are also, I have only sister siblings, but you know, hearing them and I hear their discussions on what their love languages are, and most of the time I feel it's words of affirmation. You know, hearing things that are like maybe they thinking of, or because we know females are more emotional creatures, you know, than males can or at least tend to be, right? So I think a lot of times when they hear words of affirmation, it gives it clarifies sometimes things, or it can allow them to stress less, worry less. Because I know in relationships that I've been, you know, sometimes you do have to say things to clarify or to verify. It just makes it a whole lot easier so that things do not get lost in translation and interpreting of anything, you know. You follow along with me?
No, I'm just thinking of a separate topic.
All right. Well, you want to bring up your topic?
Or? No.
Okay.
Afterwards.
All right. Well, I think we can let's jump into acts of service, right? So, actions speak louder than words, right? So, you know, when your partner cooks for you, doing things for you around the house, doing things when you're like, you know, you're busy, you're working overtime all week, and then your partner, you know, decides to come in and like, you know what, I'm not saying they're gonna do your laundry for you all the time, but like, or if they know you're busy,
or if they're like sick,
like, or yeah, if you're sick, right, like you're sick as a dog, and they see you like on the couch or wherever with your little humidifier or your whatever, like you feel like shit. And they go out and they do something for you, like, hey, I got you some Kleenex.
Is your dog always sick, or are all dogs all sick all the time?
That's a fucking phrase. You never heard of this? It's a fucking guy.
I just fuck with you.
Look, the acts of service part, I'm going to say this delicately.
It makes it easier.
I think it's just people being good. I don't think it has to be an act of service.
But the individual who's receiving it.
Like human decency.
Like, I'll give you an example. When my partner is sick, I will get her chicken soup because I know she likes it, and it's a good thing to do. If one of you guys are hurt and you guys need help, it's a good thing to do. It's just being a good person.
I'll remember that.
Helping you move into your apartment. Huh, I could have said no, but I did anyway.
Did you help me move into this apartment?
Yeah. Oh, no. No. We did help.
We were with your stepdad.
Yeah.
Moving shit up. I'm the one over here fucking bringing up
first
half a car by myself.
That's what
I'm saying. It's just being good. It's being a decent human being. I don't think that the act of service has to be like, oh, it's because I love you that I'm doing this. Like, no, it's because you're a good person.
I mean, you're doing it also because you love your partner.
Yeah, but like, it's also because you're a good person.
But if they're a nobody, you're not gonna be like
if you just see a random stranger sick, you're not gonna fucking just bring them soup.
I don't know them.
We
need to make, like, let's establish a name connection first. Hi, I'm Claudia. You're blank. You're sick. Let me see if I have some time to help you out.
So there's a reason you're doing
exactly. You just clarify for him. Because
you're a good person.
You love that person. You love your.
I don't love the stranger that I'm fucking.
No, you don't know him yet. You don't know her. You don't know them enough, long enough.
That's what I'm saying. It's not an act of love. It's just being a good person.
But you're doing it because you know them and you love that person.
In this context, yeah, because it's my partner.
Yeah.
But if you see someone that's hurt on the side of the road, you're just gonna pass them by. I mean, like bleeding.
I mean, there's plenty of people in today's day that do that.
But because they're not good people.
Because people, I mean,
that, and they're wary of strangers. But regardless.
It's a trap.
Because you're a good person. Because you're a good person. I don't think it has to be like, oh, it's because I love this person. Like, no, you're just a good person. You try to be the best version of yourself, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So acts of service, like, oh, thank you for grabbing the chips out of the chip jar. That's not a real thing.
Chip out of a chip jar.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks for passing me that chip.
Like, no, it's just because it's the right thing to do. Yeah. I see that you're hungry. You want a snack?
One singular chip from the chip jar, please.
I think I was going for cookie out of a cookie jar. For some reason, I said chip jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my thing with that. Like I said, the categorization of this, I think, became too commercialized, and people looked too much into it. But regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I know I see it as like, you want to show care, or just show some thoughtfulness. Like, I know you're busy with your day. I know you have a lot on your plate. The least I could do is, whether it's something small, I can help make your day a little more easier, so you can spend a little more time on something maybe you had the idea of spending your time with. So let's roll into...
I'm gonna remember that, though. So when I move into my next apartment, I'll be like, yo, Claudio, I'm acts of service. You're just being a good person, right?
I will help you carry up 1/10 of your car, because last time I brought half the car by myself.
Well, it's a good thing my car is bigger now.
Yeah, 1/10 of your car then.
All right. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. We'll be like next door neighbors. I'll help you out.
We would be, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3, receiving gifts.
I don't like it.
I don't do it.
I don't like receiving gifts.
No.
Every partner that I've ever been with has never been materialistic.
Unless it was Taco Bell. Yeah. I don't like receiving gifts. I just don't have emotion for it. Like, if you give me a gift, I don't want to make you feel bad because I don't have the emotion that you want me to have.
It's true. Like, yo,
that's the ice maker.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect example. Yo, when Christmas rolls around, I remember ever since I was young, and my parents always ask me, what the fuck do I want? Nothing. Nothing at all.
I tell my mom all the time.
Don't give me gifts.
She gets mad at me.
Nice to know I'm not alone in this.
No, because the gifts I want are too expensive. You guys can't afford it anyway.
Mom, I want a house.
No, one time my mom was like, no, tell me. Give me one. I was like, I want a boat.
Damn.
A fucking boat.
You see? Yeah, exactly. She couldn't afford it. No offense to my mom.
Where are you going
to
put that boat?
Seriously.
I was young. And that, we had a massive fucking backyard. I just assumed I could put it in the garage or whatever. Whatever. But yeah, gifts. I know some people who... I know one person very in particular who is my sister's friend who is extremely materialistic.
Yeah.
Gifts are his love language. If he can get a gift every day...
Yeah.
And it's worth like $500 or more.
God dang.
He will be the happiest person on
earth. $500 or more. I'm telling you, this man
is bougie as fuck. Bougie as fuck. Materialistic as fuck.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Materialistic as fuck. But that's his thing. That's his love language.
Love language.
The goods, the materials.
Receiving gifts.
Yeah. I don't know. The gift part, like,
What about receiving gifts, not in a sense of spending so much, but what about receiving it in thoughtfulness? Like
macaroni art?
Damn! I guess that's the only thing you receive thoughtful.
Claudio goes home and makes macaroni paintings.
I'll put my name
in. You're going to make the landscape.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. Let me put that on the fridge.
My mom kept, for school... When I still didn't know English, we had to do the 100-day. You guys ever do the 100-day projects? Like, you have to do, the school hit 100 days, you have to do some sort of project.
It's been a while. I don't recall.
I made one macaroni art with the elbow macaronis, 100 elbow macaronis, and I did, like, a happy face with a smile. My mom kept that shit up there on the fridge for 8 years, bro. 8 years.
That's live.
Yeah, and then I don't know where the fuck it ended up. It's probably in her archives somewhere, getting moldy.
Yeah, I mean, well, also, like, greeting cards, right? Instead of you going out to purchase a greeting card, maybe someone wants to do something thoughtful, and I'll draw you something on a greeting card, or I'll, write something very thoughtful out instead of maybe just going to the store and purchasing some saying on a card. I think those are also some good ways of receiving gifts that...
Like writing letters.
Yeah, writing letters, things of thoughtfulness, things you can't just purchase,
Yeah, writing some poetry and all that stuff.
People can't trust that anymore.
What?
Writing poetry or letters.
Why?
ChatGPT took over, man.
Well, I mean, you can integrate it for a personal moment somehow.
Yeah, I don't think ChatGPT can capture emotion like that, can it?
Sure. It can.
I don't know. I didn't check.
It can. You can tweak the tones it uses when writing.
Interesting. I've only used it in like computer coding. Like for study purposes. I never thought of that. I mean, yeah, technically if it has archival databases that like encompass all of like Shakespearean literature and other literature, all it has to do, you have to input certain phrases like I want this to sound like this. They could probably make something that sounds like that.
They can. You can even tell it to sound like a cowboy and I'll do it.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. All right. So, you know, we can talk about receiving gifts like that in a relationship. Even like, I mean, I can talk on my own personal experiences like in a relationship and receiving gifts. Like, I honestly don't ask. I don't ask for things. And like you were saying, the things that if I would ask for would be too much more for someone to even afford.
What do you want that your girl can't afford?
Who doesn't want a house? Who doesn't want a house?
That's the gift that you want?
In this North New Jersey area.
I would take a house.
No, no.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't consider that a gift. I consider that something that we're all going to want eventually. But a gift is something that not everyone can have.
Bro, so, nah. There's people in this world that will never be able to afford a house.
I know. Okay, maybe that wasn't the right terminology. A gift is something else. Like, I don't know, a car?
Car?
The latest Frisbee technology?
The latest Frisbee
technology? Talk about Frisbee or cars? A
car or the latest Frisbee technology?
A Frisbee that will just automatically come back to you. Like
you can play by yourself.
I don't know. The real Captain America shield signed by
Chris Evans? Nah, I don't care about that shit.
Yeah, no?
I don't care about that.
I'll take that as a gift, absolutely.
Yeah, there you
go. Now we know what to get Dan before he does. Yeah. 35, bro. We remember.
Yeah, almost there. Okay. 2 more years.
We remember.
All right, well. Let's swing right into number 4, quality time. Let's talk about giving your undivided attention to a significant other, your friends, family.
Quality is love language.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Yeah, essentially having a meal with someone.
Engaging activities that foster connection.
Yeah, having a meal with someone.
Walk together, work out together. And all that's quality time.
Yeah. I mean, showing up to events, that's your presence. That's your quality time, you know?
Yeah.
Being available.
Making macaroni art together.
We can
and
do
this
that.
One goes here.
Next
this
podcast goes. Episode, macaroni art coming to you.
Check out that YouTube series. What can we make on macaroni art?
There's some nice ones out there now, you know? There's like, I don't know. I forget.
What macaroni art?
I mean, they have other like noodles that are like fucking like.
Yeah, the types of pasta.
Oh, there's so many out there. Like cats, dogs.
Are you actively looking up macaroni art?
No, I was at Marshall's.
Are you sure?
I was at Marshall's with my girl the other day.
Don't tell me they're selling macaroni art.
I mean, they sell macaroni, but it's like characters from like Halloween characters or something. Like,
it's pretty cool. It's mac and cheese.
Yeah,
oh,
I thought they were trying to sell like macaroni portraits. You know, like landscapes of macaroni for like.
I'm pretty sure.
Prices.
There will be a macaroni art somewhere in the world in a big famous art gallery that's selling for thousands of dollars somewhere.
Could be.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah, spending quality time with someone and, you know, just giving your undivided attention, just having meaningful conversations. I mean, a lot of times that's, you know, just getting together and just doing things separate from being with so many people. Just sharing like, hey, I want to hear about your day. I want to hear about certain things.
The best quality time is going to the movies with your partner, Joshy.
A-listers. But,
A-lister.
Claudia was like, man, I thought I was part of quality time too.
After you get the A-list status.
Yeah, yesterday I was contemplating in the A-list.
Bro, just
bro, one movie is worth the whole month, basically.
I know, because the amount of money for the tickets, I was just like,
because you bought two, right? Damn.
Yeah, I bought two. And it was a double feature, so that came up to like $87. I was like,
God damn. That's including snacks, right?
No, that's including just the tickets.
Oh, because service fees. He didn't have us for the service fees.
We don't pay service fees either.
Yeah, so I'm contemplating, you guys let me know what movies you guys are going to. Maybe I'll get, what is it, $20 a month?
25. Actually, it starts around 20-ish, and then after the year, it goes up.
It's just worth it. Cause
it's worth it. One Adobe is already almost $23.25.
Yeah. $21.89. $22.89.
Even if you get the premium seat, it's even more so.
Yeah.
So it's worth
Perhaps.
It.
Back to the podcast.
Yeah, back to the podcast.
You know, I mean, spending the quality time, whether the movies or whether you're your significant other, sitting down, talking about your day, talking about, you know.
Or doing a podcast.
Yeah, talking about things that might be sitting on your mind and you want to like, hey, let me give you my undivided attention because that, I'm sure, as we all know, we all need to vent. Sometimes it's whether it's about work or we need to talk about our family and relationships with our families, as those sometimes can be complex. And having your significant other to discuss sometimes what's going on, or to just, you know, vent, just to be able to listen sometimes, not really provide any sort of information or guidance, but just being able to talk about what's going on and how are you feeling. Like, all right, cool. Or, you know, maybe you just want to be left alone. You don't want to talk about those things. You just want their presence to be in the same room with you as you eat a meal with one another.
Or you can go to the gym. That works too.
Hey, that's quality time too. If you
want. This is quality time.
Sure, no, I'm talking about yourself, you know.
I mean, that's
that is quality time with yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. You love yourself.
But just don't do that stuff at the gym, though, all right? Love yourself at home.
Shout out to my man Pee Wee.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Number five, physical touch. I think that one is, at least for me, I know it's.
That one's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Everyone enjoys it.
Physical touch is a love language.
I wouldn't say everybody. There's quite a few people in this world that don't like the physical touch.
Not too much hugging, kissing, holding hands, cuddling.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Jean-Claude? How do you feel on the physical touch aspect of as a love affirmation?
I do it? Like I just said, I think it's... something that everyone likes.
Yeah, I do it.
You
know,
I do it.
I mean, Nike. What do you want me to say? There's nothing specific or particular to it. It's just something that everyone enjoys. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a powerful way to be loved, show connection, be connected. I mean, but I think it's also sometimes too, whether it's the act of receiving it or giving it. You know, I think it's, you know, like I said, I wish we had a counter person to maybe discuss the female perspective within being a relationship, or just, you know, discussing it on how they feel and how they like it, or are they strong on it, or how do they feel on it. I mean, for me, like, you know, I'll hold my girl's hand, you know, but I also try and think to myself, like, sometimes, like, oh, like, I have to remember my partner, and I need to remember, like, oh, what's her affirmations of love, or like, and like, which ones are strongest to her, and like, when is the last time that I've tried to show those acts to her, because they matter to her, and if they matter to her, then they matter to me. At least this is my opinion, and this is my perspective on things. So I try and make sure that when I don't do certain things, or I'm like, or I just try and like not be too selfish on my own self of like what are my physical what are my acts of love that I like to you know, exhibit. But what about you guys? Do you guys feel like as if physical touch and like, I know you were in a relationship in the past. Do you
37 years ago?
But were there any like points of like, you know, that you know, that were musts, or at least I know you're actively seeking, but are
all right.
But are there certain kinds that you expect are there certain acts that you expect when you do have a partner, or you do, like, she needs to exhibit, or that you need to receive or give?
I think I'm pretty normal. As far as like what most people want, you know, hugs. I'm a big hugger. I love hugs.
Yeah.
All right, I'll hug you guys all fucking day if I could, all right?
Yeah.
you know, it really depends. Like, I'm all about physical touch.
Yeah,
it's in my part of my love language. You know, now going out in public though and touching, I'm all for it. But a lot of people don't seem to like doing.
Oh, they don't like PDA.
Yeah, like hold a hand and hugging in public. Like, I'm big on that. So, I think that's pretty important for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Chuck was going to pop in and say something.
No, I was like, cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, holding hands in public. I know sometimes, you know, I know there's females who believe that, like, you know, why don't you hold my hand in public, or like, or give me a kiss in public, or, you know, obviously I know that's a discussion you need to have with your partner on whether, you know.
You know, I think it's more, maybe I could be wrong, but I think it's more females,
yeah, speculation, right?
Who don't like, you know, public touching more than men. I think men are a little bit more lenient with that. I think it's more of a female sign. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah. I mean, I know for myself, like, I don't mind it. Nothing about it bothers me. I mean, I am who I am, and I'm true to what I say I am. I don't mind it being it displayed in public and private. You know, you carry yourself the same way in all different environments, right? So I think that's something to be said there. But yeah, I mean, that wraps up the five love languages, at least according to Dr. Gary Chapman. But yeah, how are we doing? Great. Huh? Yeah, I mean,
it's almost time for me to leave anyway.
Hey, awesome. I mean, I think we brought up some good points here. I know Claudio maybe not a fan of the commercialization of the word.
Nope.
Love language. But I think for others, maybe they'll find some sort of something that they'll take from this podcast episode on what kind of love affirmations do they expect to receive and give, and what sort of things they can maybe be more keep their mind towards, be open towards what your interactions with other people, especially your significant other, what are you taking into account? And if not, you know, have that open discussion with your partner, you know?
Word.
Yeah, guys. All right.
Good talk.
And you can follow us on our pages, nosugaraddedpodcast.com. And you can also follow on our socials at No Sugar Added Podcast. Like and follow. Until next time.
Yeah. Until next time. You make it sound like we're never going to get together next time.
Yeah, and check out that cooking episode. Time. We dropped the cooking episode of Claudio cooking on YouTube, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, if you guys want to see me in the kitchen, who doesn't? Just go on our YouTube. There's a video of me there, and then hopefully we'll do one. You had a dish that you wanted to do eventually,
I do.
Right?
I do. We'll talk about that.
In another episode.
It's in the works.
Yeah.
Well, until then, guys.
Adios.
Thanks, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like to support, please follow us on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review. Visit us at nosugaraddedpodcast.com for all the details.